In Chicago, building inspectors have been busy this summer. Hundreds of residents want the city to examine their back porches following the collapse of a porch in late June that killed 13 people and injured more than 50 others. NPR's David Shaper reports.
More than 250 people gathered at St. Clement's Catholic Church in Chicago's Lincoln Park neighborhood, just a half a block from the site of the deadly porch collapse. Prayers and songs were followed by church bells to remember the 13 young adults who died at a party on a warm summer night. Authorities say as many as 60 people may have been crowded on the 11-foot-wide third-floor back porch when it collapsed onto the people and porches below it. James Johnson works as a bouncer at the Burwood Tap across the street and was one of the first on the scene to help the victims. Like many at the memorial service, he still questions how it could have happened.
I've been in back porch parties, you know, gone out, have a keg, and you don't think much of it. But then you start to think, wow, you know, there but by the grace of God, you know, nobody could have ever anticipated something like this.
Wooden back porches are Chicago hallmarks. Most 2-, 3-, and 4-story apartment and condominium buildings have them as back entrances, with stairs leading to back alleys. Over the last century, they've been used for garbage pickup, deliveries of milk, ice, and other goods, and for hanging laundry out to dry. In dense neighborhoods with small, if any, backyards, back porches have also been places to socialize with neighbors, a function that has grown in recent years to include barbecue grilling and parties. Today, in neighborhoods catering to students and young professionals, many porches now extend twice as far as they originally did. While hanging out on just such a back porch on a recent summer night, 23-year-old Albert Chan says he and his friends come out here as often as they can.
Every day, if it's a nice night out, smoke, you know, come on, have a few drinks, you know.
Chan says he and his roommates never gave much thought to how many people the porch could hold. But after the deadly collapse, 24-year-old Adam Weber says they checked it out.
We kind of looked at it, just kind of make sure, like, okay, the bolts aren't coming out, and it seems like it's tied into the structure pretty well. So
Weber and his roommates didn't call the city requesting an inspection of their porch, but more than 1,100 other Chicago residents have. A spokeswoman for the city's buildings department says since the porch collapse, inspectors have checked out more than 1,000 back porches, finding more than 800 of them in violation of city code. Most are relatively minor violations involving maintenance problems or construction without a city permit. None was bad enough to be immediately condemned. But concerns about the safety of porches are keeping Chicago builders busy, too. Mark Weisick, the owner of Just Decks, says after the collapse, his phone was ringing off the hook.
They want to know, first of all, if their porch was built to code. They want an explanation of what is code, what isn't code. That's becoming harder these days as the code is changing.
In fact, while Weisick's busy repairing and replacing porches that weren't up to snuff, many other projects are being put on hold as owners wait to see how the city modifies the building code. Sitting in her office just a half a block away from the site of the porch collapse, Chicago Alderman Vi Daly agrees the building code needs to be clearer.
We need to define them. You know, what is a porch? What is a deck? What is a roof deck?
Already being floated are proposals requiring the posting of signs with the maximum number of people and weight a porch can hold, requiring that architectural plans be submitted to obtain a permit, and more frequent porch inspections. But some builders and consumer groups fear the city will only make the permit process longer and porch building more expensive in a rushed reaction to the tragedy. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.